Hello. It's working.
Hello.
Talking for the internet. My name is Dustin Morbido. This is the Cubicorn Games Podcast. In the room with me today.
Gasp.
Lorraine Morbido is here.
You can't prove that.
I mean, I can see you. I guess I can't prove anything, like if you want to get existential about it.
Are
but
we human?
It just seems like you're here.
Or are we Dancer?
We're Dancer. For sure.
As the prophets known as the killers once.
Yep.
That might be, I'm okay with the killers, but that might be one of the stupidest like song lyrics in the last like 15 years.
It's so great.
I guess.
It's dumb, but it's great.
Anyway.
It's stupidly good.
Who else? You know who else is human? I'm assuming that I cannot verify.
Yeah, we know.
Because
we know what's
going on you guys
now.
Could be algorithms for all I know. Joining
sister algorithm
through the magic of the internet.
No, 1.1 upgraded.
That's right.
Oh shit, man! I didn't know about that. I didn't see those patch notes.
Jillian Ferriulo is here.
Hello. The magic of the internet.
Such pleasantries.
Not in person. But maybe a person.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's right. This is our Turing test. We'll ask you questions, and then we'll see if we determine you to be human or not. And then finally, last but certainly not least, Kyle McGrath is here, also from the internet.
Zaza Pachulia is a thug. He did it on purpose. He ruined the Spurs season.
Is that just, I'll say, is that over the course of the season, or did something happen just now?
Something happened yesterday.
Okay.
Cool.
Even
he
better.
He took out the best player.
Nice.
That's my hot basketball take for the day.
Thanks.
Good
basketball
stuff.
Minute. Cubicorn Games basketball
right,
minute.
Up to the, you can give play-by-play of that
like
game as
minute.
You're watching it. basketball's all right. I got nothing against basketball.
Eh.
There's that one.
It's fine.
Yeah, it looked a little like, there were a couple things that looked janky about it, but that game.
I thought you just meant basketball.
NBA that, Playgrounds?
That NBA, yeah, that NBA Playgrounds game just came out like this week.
Janky.
Yeah. I haven't looked at it too much.
It's like NBA Jam-esque, but like,
right.
It's just a little different than that. Like, I might check it out at some point, like if it goes on sale or something, but
it
also made me want to put in that, boot up that NBA Jam reboot they put out, because I remember that
I
being mostly
say,
okay.
That came out 7-8 years
360
ago.
360 game or something like that?
Yeah, it was a 360 PS3 game.
I played that enough to realize that I'm not 15 anymore, and that doesn't necessarily appeal to me.
Sure. Yeah, you know, you're not entirely wrong. When I had tested, when Doug got me that really nice CRT monitor, one of the first things I plugged into it was NBA Jam Tournament Edition for the Super Nintendo, and I played like half a game of basketball of that. I was like, this is still pretty okay. But, you know.
It's fun every now and then.
Yeah. I miss sports games when they were simple enough that I could get my head around them.
Mm.
Like, there's so much shit, and we were talking about that, too, when we were hanging out at my aunt's house the other day, like over Mother's Day, hanging out with family.
Yeah, we're talking with your cousins.
Just, like, at some point, the velocity of how complex sports games got
sports
escaped
Sims.
Me.
Sure.
Right, such that I like, look, man, I just want to throw the ball or kick the ball or shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Hit the ball, catch the ball, run the ball.
I don't want to like
sports.
Right. I don't want to do 30 minutes of training mode or like have it be like half of a like management sim or whatever. Like sports games are like racing games to me in that respect of like, as soon as you ask me to like tweak the suspension, you know, I'm good. Like that's not what I'm into for this video
just
game.
Leave.
I just want to push the pedal and make the thing go, or you know, the sports equivalent of that.
So you're saying
I think
you want
a Mario sports game for you somewhere.
Say,
something like that.
Cause that 3DS one came out with
sports
the
mix.
Like amiibo cards.
I
couldn't tell you what's up with
okay.
that.
Mm-hmm. And that one might have like, I feel like that also has horse racing in it again.
I think
sometimes
did.
Mario games have
well,
because
they had
them
for the Olympics, because the Olympics just put horse racing, equestrian nonsense back in.
Dressage.
The last Sonic and Mario at the Olympics game had dressage in it, which I would guess that like that started as like a Mitt Romney joke, and then it's still persists to this day. It's like somebody was just like, hey guys, wouldn't it be stupid if we did this?
And then they did.
But yeah, that
delightful.
Is a thing. That you can find plentiful gifts of, like, Wario's big fat butt bouncing
right.
majestically on horses.
Like, kind of realistic-looking horses. Like, cartoony
realistic. Yeah, the horses
realistic.
Are certainly more realistic-looking than Wario is.
Like, normal animal proportions. These aren't your Mushroom Kingdom horses.
What are normal animal proportions, really?
I don't think there's ever been a
like,
horse in a Mario game.
No. Not,
that's probably
not
true.
Not until now.
Right, before now.
I mean, the new Mario Odyssey, like, looks like it transcends dimensions, yeah, so Lord maybe knows. There's, like, an all-horse universe in there.
If New Donk City is like New York City, they could have horse-drawn carriages and horse cops in there.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Or rewatch that trailer. Maybe it's in
there. That's right. There could be a stop on frame 2,863, and you see a hoof.
Gasp.
That's right. Like my InfoWars-style conspiracy video about horses being covered up in the Mario universe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
The horse rebellion. Yeah,
don't get down that road.
Yeah, I don't even... We'll move on now because it's not a...
Get your tinfoil hats, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going
to take
you
for a ride. According to anonymous sources.
Anyway.
Little birdie told me.
speaking of not horses, but speaking of video games... Lorraine, what have you been up to for the last, I don't know, whatever, 2 weeks, I guess? Fortnite?
Man, it's probably just been Persona.
Oh, yes, because you're playing, like yes. I'm playing, but you're also playing because you started your own game behind the scenes.
Persona.
At first, it was just to stay ahead so we don't have to do as much looking up on stream like we did with another Atlas game, Tokyo Mirage Sessions. That game was a mystery wrapped in an enigma half the time because the IGN guide stopped like 3 chapters in. So it was all YouTube video fishing at that point,
sure.
Which was a nightmare.
And to cover our bases, we have started streaming Persona 5 on the internet. And so far, we're still, you know, free men and women. Like, no one's, the feds haven't come knocking on our door. Although I guess that wouldn't happen nowadays either.
Yeah, there's no FBI director, so Lord knows what's going
to
happen.
So we can stream Persona with impunity.
Anyway.
We're going to do this. We're going to do it right.
No. Persona.
Justice for Comey. Let the man speak.
Let's just hope there aren't, air quotes, tapes.
That's right. We got to go into a White House castle and steal Donald Trump's heart.
Oh, man.
Except the spoiler is there isn't one.
Yep.
It's all for naught. It's just a pile of orange hair.
It's the wig! The wig!
That's right.
His toupee is the heart.
Yep. You take it away, and he just gets on. He just has a press conference the next day, and he's like, all right, I did grab the pussies. It's, you know, I'll leave. Anyway.
I wanted money for the Russians for years.
But anyway.
Yes, thank
also
you.
Also, Paul Ryan was there.
That's right. Yeah, indeed. Yep.
He's like he's just like a figment inside of their tube.
Sure.
So it's
yeah,
not
he's like,
actually there,
he's
but
just
he's
on
there.
He's on all fours. He's like a human like throne that Trump sits upon.
But anyway.
Hey, just wait till you guys get to the 7th or 8th palace.
Oh, great. All right,
I'm looking forward to it.
How many have you finished, Kyle?
Yeah.
How many are in the game? I'm just curious.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
7 or 8.
At least that many.
Okay.
So.
I wasn't sure if it was more than that or not.
The game ends in December. I'll put it like that.
Oh, so it's not even a full year.
No. I mean, I can't speak for 3, but like even Persona 4, you get to... I think the original
point.
Even ended like late November, and then Golden ended in December, but then, you know, time passed, and you had one day on Valentine's Day where everybody realizes that they're being cheated on.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
the game's over.
I'm pretty sure 3 was actually almost a full year. I'd have to look back at that, but it was really close. But that seems really short because it starts in April.
I mean,
and ends in December.
You know,
short,
really short for a game, right? For a game that takes, you know, 80 something
months.
Hours,
85, 90 hours to play through. Yeah.
But because on our stream last week, Dustin left off right after getting on.
The tutorial's over.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I, today, because that's where I had stopped before the stream last week, and I played for like an hour today, and it became a video game.
Right, you literally stopped right at the end of the tutorial.
Yeah.
Like, you're playing the video game on your own from there on.
And it's like, I went and bought some drugs, got some guns.
Right.
And
made some friends.
Now there's a thing in the top corner that says 14 days till I get expelled.
Yeah. Get used to that. Somebody's always trying to ruin your life in that game.
I know, it's rude. But I did...
Non-stop.
I had been going back and forth on it a little bit, but I did... I dropped some cash and got the Persona 3 DLC costumes.
Some actual cash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real-world money.
And so now everyone's in the Gekkokan High School uniforms and the Persona 3 battle music plays, and it's fun.
See, I would have done that with 4 if I was going to spend money.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because that's in there, and then Persona 4 Dancing All Night is also in there, which I thought was
funny. It's so stupid, but
yes.
So good.
Because they've got all 4 of the core Persona game costumes in there. I think there's also
a bunch of other Atlas stuff.
Yeah, there's Catherine's in there too, and quite a few Shin Megami Tensei, like just random,
sure.
I don't even know which ones they are, games. Because there's a million of those ones.
I remember thinking all that DLC was kind of annoyingly expensive.
Yes.
If you wanted to buy all the skins, it would have been like $80, $90.
Swimsuits are free. You could put everyone in swimsuits
for free. Hot damn.
Yeah.
Can't wait to put a cat in a swimsuit.
I know, right? but I'm really liking it so far.
What did he call him? Mamona?
Mona?
At one point?
Mona. But,
Mona, that's what it was. I couldn't remember what he was annoyed Ryuji called him.
The Morgana's nickname is Mona.
Mm-hmm.
Trash Panda.
Yep, exactly.
Etc.
Mm-hmm. That game is cool.
Yeah,
it's still a Persona game.
I still
like the I like the stuff that they upgraded gameplay wise. When I say upgraded, I really mean I guess like the kind of throwback stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is weird, like because the dialogue system, like for the enemies to kind of like convert them or you know resolve
that
conflicts.
Was an older thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
OG Persona/hardcore Shin Megami Tensei stuff.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that comes from like games as far back as like the mid-90s.
Yeah.
In terms of like when they had that
the
kind of mechanic.
The original Persona had
like that
for sure.
And the gun thing, which I just learned today, like I didn't know that until we watched a video this afternoon, that the gun, like the fact that you just have a gun and it works as a weirder kind of attack is from Persona 1?
Yes. It was only also in Persona 1.
Yeah.
Not too many people played Persona 1 and 2.
Sure.
Yeah.
You'd be forgiven for not knowing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's a cool thing. I still like it a lot. I'm still interested to see how, like,
style.
I mean, obviously the big thing is the story. Like, you want to see how everybody kind of, like, gets introduced and stuff gets wrapped up. And even though, like, I haven't been looking ahead, like, I haven't been checking out anything about the story or anything ahead of time. But I mean, in the intro, it kind of shows you all the party members.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right.
Like, you watch a little video and see. You can get a glimpse of your crew before you encounter everybody. So, got a set of 4 right now.
Yeah.
Let's start.
Oh.
Yeah, you're gonna start making a new friend every month for a while.
That's right. So it should be good stuff. I am looking forward to playing more of that game.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Fun ride.
And I'm still like, I will do my best to like stop cringing every time somebody pronounces a Japanese name in a really weird way.
Oh, it's so
it's the Kamato.
Sad though.
like,
how did that happen?
I don't know, because they have never been this bad. Because, like, they were, like, all of the other ones, like, they've had some weird, like, Tachibana from, like, Persona 3 and, like, Iori.
Yeah, and like I said, the other thing is, like, there are some other names that are, like,
I would think
are even more cumbersome that they say, like, correctly.
What is the volleyball coach's name? It's escaping me right now.
Yamashita.
Yeah, like, they get that they nail that one and then just,
Somebody pitched the reading Komoshida and it didn't fly.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know, man. That stuff's weird. It's real strange. Like that is like that part of the localization is strange to me. Both that and then, like I said, there are a handful of things where it's just like, and this it's not necessarily incorrect to approach localizing games this way, but I feel like some of the other ones, like Persona 4 in particular, just like felt like it was a little more that they would take maybe the spirit of what was being said and kind of spin it into an English phrase that worked more than some of the times where it happens in this game. Like, just some of the dialogue, it feels like to me, is like they basically translated what was said in Japanese, like, almost verbatim. Mm.
Right. They definitely err on that side of the localization.
And again, that's like, at some point, that's even like a preference thing of like how you would feel about
it. Because if you change it, you know, someone is going to get really mad and send you a death threat.
Yeah, I've always been the kind of, like, you know, I've always personally been in the camp of a more artistic take on localization, where, like, you know, even if they translate, let's say, like, you know, some very specific weird Japanese joke.
Like an idiom or something.
Exactly,
like that.
Yeah. If you get that, like, basically, like, a direct translation from that in English, like, yes, it's technically accurate, but it's not resonating.
Yeah, it doesn't play the same
way. Yeah, it doesn't even necessarily land the same way it would, like, as opposed to, like, if you kind of try to, you know, insert an English version of like a similar pun or something. Like, though the words might not be the same as they were before, but the context is more similar than it might be otherwise.
It's even weird as the game goes on, and a lot of times they reference somebody else speaking in English. Like, oh man, you speak English? Maybe you could help me learn English. Like, I mean, what the hell? You've been speaking English this whole time.
That's a similar thing for a lot of weird.
It's implied that they're speaking Japanese, but it's in English.
Yeah, that kind of falls in a lot of other like just translating.
Sure,
medium.
And at some point, like, what are you gonna do? Although making them speak Japanese would be when they're speaking English would be pretty funny.
Just
like,
flip the script.
Yeah, like that would take extra effort that I can understand why people wouldn't go to, but like I would get a hearty chuckle out of something like that.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that game's cool. I like it. I will play more of it. Like Lorraine had said, I think this will probably be the first Persona game that I actually personally finish.
I didn't know you'd never finished any of the others.
Nope.
I watched 4 to completion. Like I watched other people play 4, basically, like we're about to do now. And then I had gotten like over halfway through that game, I think, on like further playthroughs, but because I'd gotten so far on the PS2 version and then stopped for whatever reason, and then I got pretty far in Golden, and just, like, other stuff came up, but...
And then I've beaten Persona 3 twice and Persona 4 once.
I'm sorry, Lorraine.
A couple of the Game Boy games, the Tokyo Mirage sessions.
You did beat that, but that's not like, a Persona game.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it, though?
It's in the same sphere, at least.
Sure.
So, that gives me, like, partial credit.
I mean, it's a... Shin Megami Tensei game, so it's that. That's what it is.
Is Jack Frost in it?
He is the mascot of the convenience store.
So okay.
Technically, yes.
Black Frost is also there.
Persona. It's got Bufu.
It does have Bufu. And also has, like, spears and axes.
Oh, right, yeah.
Man, that game is so weird.
I still like that game. It was definitely imperfect, but I'm glad that we played it.
Crom Topic. He was my favorite.
It was a bridge too far for me. All the pieces didn't quite fit right for me to care.
I can get that. And if you're going to play one or the other, certainly you would want to play Persona 5. So I'm glad that worked out.
Just like any other one.
Sure, yeah, actually, totally.
Or a Fire Emblem game.
Or a Fire Emblem game.
3 is really good. I like 3 a lot.
Would you still personally recommend the portable version of 3 if someone had to decided to play that game?
Because you
can
control your party members in that version. You can't in the PS2 version.
Yeah, it is definitely the functionally most complete version, like in terms of nuts and bolts and combat and stuff like that.
Sacrifice a little graphically because it was a PSP game, but otherwise.
Although the thing there is like... The cool thing about that is the internet can kind of plug that hole.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go watch all the anime cutscenes that aren't quite in the PSP version,
or you can
just look
it
up on YouTube.
Or you can watch the movie that you can't find anywhere because it doesn't exist anywhere. I just want to watch all 4 parts of the Persona 3 movie, but Netflix has part 2 and I can't find 1, 3,
like
or 4.
Part 2
I'm
and
so
not
mad.
Parts 1, 3, or 4, and I have no idea how and or why that happened.
I don't know if they're going to translate it because, I don't remember which site it is. I think it's Amniplex. Whatever.
I think they're like a studio.
No, they're selling the box set of the Japanese one on their site for English people to buy.
Oh,
on their English site, they have the Japanese one, so I'm just assuming it's never getting translated.
Is it subbed at least? Like
the
one?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you never know, man.
But they're so expensive for like just a movie.
Sure.
Like, oh, sure.
Because they're feature length films, because that's what they were like presented as.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, I would just find one of those less reputable websites and, watch it. Watch it and be done.
But I want it dubbed, Kyle.
I think
what year did the first one come out? Like 2002?
No. It's actually really recent. The Persona 3 movies.
Really?
I mean, that was originally a PS2 game, so it had to come out at least. Like, and I don't think it was necessarily an early one.
At a computer.
Wait, you mean the game or...
I want to know when the first movie came out.
That's what I'm looking up.
My guess is 2005.
I'm looking it up.
That's a date that I made up.
No. 2013!
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Yeah.
Never mind.
That's
really
weird.
Well, because, I think that... Because that was after the Persona 4 anime, I think. And
I didn't even know that.
I'm pretty sure...
In terms of, the sequence of that
stuff.
That
feels right.
Because I think Persona 4 is what got the most traction, here.
It just revived the series enough. Like, it was
and
just
then,
enough buzz,
like,
period.
Hey, there's some money on the table.
That's why there's so many Persona 4 spinoffs. The fighting games, the fucking dancing game, all that shit.
Did you ever play the dancing game?
Dustin has it.
I did.
Did you play it?
I played it once. It seems fine. Like
I just I don't really like rhythm games that much.
Mm-hmm.
The Arrhythmia is the only one that speaks to me.
Yeah, I booted it up and like, if it had been like a console game, I probably would have played more of it. I just happened to both get it and boot it up at a time where like I was personally like almost sunsetting my Vita.
So sad.
In terms of like the stuff that I was willing to plug into it and like dedicate time to playing on it.
Love it so much.
But I mean, like that game, I wouldn't make a pitch to anyone to buy it because you know whether you want it or not.
Do you like remixes of Persona 4 songs?
Yeah, exactly. Do you care about Persona 4 and its music and which girl is best?
I don't care so much about this last part, but I've listened to a lot of the music from that game and it's pretty good
because
I like the soundtrack 4.
Who is best girl in Persona 4?
Chie.
Yeah, it's actually an easy answer. Come on.
I mean, you could go Kanji if you really want to get into it.
I love Kanji. Kanji's great.
I like Kanji a lot.
I think
either of those are acceptable answers, and anything else makes you gutter trash. Where's Fro? He'd be in on this.
That's right.
But
yeah,
he hasn't played 4.
Oh, you're right.
I still like Naoto a lot. Naoto's fun.
She's fine. The whole cast is pretty much like, I like everybody in that game, but you know, you gotta pick your favorite child.
All these, you know, I don't know, I assume Persona 3 as well, but 5 too, you have this
harem.
Pretty decent sized, I was gonna say cast, but but the way it builds, you get these characters 80% of the way through the game, and they're kind of like, all right, it's over, I'm here, I'm leaving now, bye.
Sure. And that comes back to
That's why Naoto's not best girl.
Right.
Fair enough.
And at some point, there's, like, functional stuff, because it's a video game with that, too. It's just, like, the RPG thing of, like, am I really going to dedicate time to you after spending,
least,
like, 70 hours with these other guys?
At the very least, they're, like, leveled to where you need them to be, unlike other games.
You don't have to power level them.
Yeah. They're just kind of like, okay, well, you just sit way in the back of the bus, and we're
here's
just
the level one
touch
villager.
You.
Yep. Exactly.
Also, Mitsuru is still best girl of Persona 3.
Or the
Persona 3 portable protagonist, because she's great. And Koromaru is best dog. I don't care what you say.
Is there any competition there?
No.
Okay.
He is best dog.
You have to record that YouTube video of, like,
just,
top 5 video game dogs.
He is just a dog who can summon a Persona for no reason. He's great. He's wonderful. And his Persona is Cerberus, and it's perfect. He's great, and I love him. Persona 3 is a wonderful game.
He's a dog summons a dog?
Yes! Dogs can pet dogs!
There you go. Yep, you're doing it.
Isn't that a little racist?
That's, I was saying, that's absolutely like a goofy Pluto kind of situation. Of like, right. one is clearly a different class of citizen.
But if you think about it, if the Personas are like the manifestation of their personalities, it would make sense. Why would he manifest as a person?
You think a dog can't have a personality outside of a dog?
But it makes sense
for him
to have one.
All these
one.
People aren't summoning historical figures. They're summoning demons and monsters.
Yeah,
but they're humanoid monsters 95% of the time.
Not.
They might not look it, but their source material
you
is.
You have just enough of a point here.
Sure.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just saying, if that dog wants to present its inner self as like a giant penis monster, to judge,
but he's
you know?
The wild card. I want a game where I play as Koromaru and he's the wild card and I can summon the penis monster or the toilet demon.
Persona. Okay.
The game to take home to your family for sure.
Exactly. Jillian, you need to finish Persona 4.
Anyway.
Well, okay, I was going to say when I got 1 second of time to speak.
Go for it.
That Persona 5 is making me want to play Persona 4 more.
Do it!
So that's at least some sort of positive thing, but I'm definitely obsessed with 5, and I have not even physically played it or physically watched it played in real time, but
okay.
I
want
Thursday.
I want to play Persona.
I love it in general. I'm really excited for Thursday.
if you can find time, because like I said, I totally know how hard it is to tackle games like that, but if you can find time to pick up 4 again, I would totally do it, and if you feel like you're stuck, like if you do find an hour or two and you feel like you're stuck, I would just like go to Google and see like where you were and have it tell you what to do next.
Sure.
Because I remember the last time you played was when you were over here that one like afternoon or day or whatever that was, and because you had just beaten Yukiko's dungeon. And yeah. You would, like, just rescued her. Memory serves.
Yeah, was I leveling up? I don't remember.
Five does a pretty good job of not letting you really get lost. Like, it'll kind of push you right where you need to go, whether you want to or not.
Yeah, I think that's just because it's a little more modern of a game.
Yeah.
Like, that's becoming more and more common in, like, even other JRPGs.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, just...
Yeah, I actually do appreciate in 5 the little, like, the one or two lines of text in the top right corner of the screen.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're doing
here's
this,
what you're
idiot.
Doing.
I just like to live an honest student life. I think that's...
That was good.
Okay, this is what I do now.
Fine.
I live an honest life. I'm just a student.
Went to class today. Objective complete.
I can't remember his name.
Dojiro.
The your pseudo dad when you
Dojiro.
Bring
Dojiro.
Yeah, when you bring Morgana home. And he's got, like, the biggest soft spot, and he's just so sweet. He's like, oh, I wanted to name the cat.
Right.
I was just like, oh.
You gave that cat such a stupid name. Come on.
And he's like, he was
could've
just
named
making
him
all
Starbuck.
These sounds. Here's this food. It was so cute. Oh, thanks, Fink Dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a good character. I like
I
most of what they do
more.
With him.
I'm excited.
Spoilers. He's a
social,
what do they call him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Confidant.
Confidant in this
confidant,
game.
Yeah.
Too much French in this game. It's freaking everywhere.
Oh, man. If you want to learn about coffee, this is the game for you.
Sweet.
Oh, I'm so into that. I love it.
You need coffee crossword puzzles, coffee lessons, make coffee.
Do you work in a shop then? Is that what, like, your social link is with him?
A lot of it.
Cool.
Some of it.
I assumed that.
Got to flip a sign. It's just every time. Do you remember to turn the thing over? We're closed now. He hits you for doing it. I'm sorry, Dad. Anyway.
Not Dad. Dad, not Dad. Fake Dad.
Fake Dad. He doesn't have a real dad, as far as I'm aware.
I know, there's like, your parents just left you here and I'm helping you.
Yeah,
because...
right. You got falsely accused and arrested and shipped off and your parents were nowhere to be found.
Brought shame upon the family, man. They're not even going to stick up for you. Jeez.
Dishonor stuff in Japan is for real.
Yeah.
Dishonor on your whole family.
Whoa.
Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
Anyway. Persona 5 is good. Persona 4 is also good.
Persona 3 is great.
It's a good series. Those games are fun.
Why did you start 4 before I played 3?
Well, because, like I said, like the PSP version of 3 is the best one to play, not the PS2 version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I only have a PS2 version, so...
We can lend you a PSP. Dustin's has it just on
but
there.
But you didn't.
Or if you want
to... We offered to let you take the PlayStation TV, which is hooked up to my account presently, even though I don't think there needs to be a memory card in there. But
like a lot of effort.
Play
effort,
Golden
exactly.
And 3 on there. Because
it might even be downloaded on there already. Actually, it probably is, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I finished Persona 3 the second time on the TV.
Oh, right.
Because I made you watch the Nick's Avatar fight.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bullshit!
Maybe that's how I'll play 3 once I finally finish 4, if that... When that happens.
13
when
phases.
That happens.
13 phases of a boss fight.
It's gonna be okay,
it takes,
right?
Like, a half an hour, even when it's out. You're on a new game plus. It's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll keep all that in mind.
I love Persona 3.
Yeah, Jillian, don't worry about the details. Just know that if you come to a point in your life where you're like, guys, I want to play some Persona 3, just tell us and we'll facilitate one way or another.
Drop everything.
Oh,
that's right, yeah, exactly. I'll throw my newspaper down that I'm holding for some reason.
On top of Mount Everest, come right down. Persona 3.
I hate new Igor's voice so much. I hate it.
It was really jarring.
I hate it.
Like, the first time I booted it up, it's like, man, this guy got, like, something in his throat.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
He was super soft-spoken in the last game.
Yeah.
Now he's a demon.
Shut up, Igor.
It is a little weird that they didn't even, like, think about... Well, I guess they must not have even considered, like, going for a voice that was similar to the one they ended up with in 4.
Welcome to the Velvet Room.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's bad. Bad and I hate it.
I wonder if it was like that in Japan.
I have no idea.
Yeah, who can say? I'm not actually sure.
Because as we also learned today, Igor has been in the Persona series since 1.
Right. Like,
the Velvet Room has existed.
He's the Cid of that game.
Right. The
he's
constant.
The thing.
Weird hook nose.
The chocobo.
He hasn't looked different at all, except he was kind of a sprite, but...
Sure, I see. He was chunky actually, pixels.
Now
Cid is kind of a bad analogy, because it is the same character
yeah,
in every game.
Yeah, he's literally the same. He's basically a chocobo or a moogle he's or something.
The Stan Lee of the
sure.
series.
Yeah, there you go.
Now beautiful. You're talking.
Welcome to the Velvet Room. Sometimes it's an elevator, sometimes it's a limo, sometimes it's a prison.
Your rehabilitation is going nicely.
Shut it, Igor. Leave me alone. I started not letting him finish his voice, his voice dialogue.
Aww.
I just don't want to listen to him. I'll
read
it.
Oh, man.
And like, go
that's
on.
Harsh.
Jeez, it grew on me by the end.
I mean, I'll get used to it eventually, but I hate it right now. I'm like 5 hours in, man. I don't need that shit.
I hate change.
I
yeah.
do.
I mean, it's like you said, it is just different. It doesn't bother me in the same way that the mispronunciations do. Like that.
I mean, that bothers
sure.
me too.
But, you know.
But I liked Igor's voice. Now it's bad.
It'll be okay.
No.
It's all going to be fine.
No.
I promise.
It's not. Everything's
New Igor sounds like a guy who's going to shank you when you turn your back.
I know.
Which I guess is fitting for the prison setting.
Exactly.
Are you protecting him or are they protecting you?
It's a good
You're not trapped in here with me.
Yeah. Look, man, you don't know how that alternate reality works. Like,
I mean, your cell seems to have a door because like, I found the door to the Velvet Room. Like,
sure.
I can go in there now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get in there through the... He's in a circle surrounded by cell doors. How does he leave? He doesn't. He's trapped.
Where does he
I mean, how do you leave?
Like, I don't
magic.
Know.
Maybe you're just like a lifeless body in the Velvet Room world when you're awake living your life. Like, who knows what he's doing to you
right.
while you're not checked into the...
I don't trust those two girls, man.
When,
those two little girls
when you're not
astral
projected.
No
sticking mushrooms up your nose, stuff like that. Ruthless.
Drawing mustaches
so ruthless.
On your face.
Yep.
Exactly.
Hand that guy gets
water.
Around. I'm sure he's got... ways of getting in and out of prison.
Probably.
to
Back
the
to his limousine.
Levitates up into the sky.
Oh, yeah, he just goes to the ceiling.
Never see the roof.
He takes the Persona 3 Velvet Room elevator out of there and gets to his limo in space.
Perfect. Exactly. Space limo.
I mean, that's what it's like. Don't you
Was
see
that?
The,
I,
you see
I don't
the outside
remember
of the
that being
limo
in space.
At the beginning of the game, don't you?
And 4?
I
don't
end,
remember.
I remember seeing out of it at the end.
And it's just in, like, the void.
Yeah, it
might
I thought
be you, were in, you were in a field. I don't know.
Just driving
whatever.
Field.
Shrug. Anime.
Anime. Indeed.
Hella anime.
Lorraine, have you been playing anything else, or is that about it?
I've been reading books, but that's probably not interesting.
I mean, reading's
Nerd.
Good. Nothing wrong with reading.
Literally.
It's fundamental,
Literally.
Even.
Between handheld games. I played so much... Puyo Puyo Cross Tetris, and no one will play it with me anymore.
You're just
because
sorry.
I win.
You cheat.
I
you
don't
cheated.
Cheat. I'm just good.
You
I play
cheat,
a lot
and
of
you
Tetris.
Throw a million rocks on me, and it's not fun.
The
and I don't like it.
Team. It wasn't my fault.
The last time we were Duncan podcasting,
and I can't beat you.
Yeah, the last time we were podcasting, and Phil brought up Gabe trying to get his girlfriend to play fighting games. It really
yeah.
is the same thing. We're like, would you really want to play, like, go and play Street Fighter with me for, like, hours?
I have.
But not, like, for, like, extended
but
sessions.
I will bring this up as I brought it up to you. This is exactly the same as me getting into the DBZ card game with you fools.
You know, you're right.
All I did was lose, but I kept playing for, like, a year.
Good for you. Good on you.
Exactly.
I'm always
I'm
impressed the way
person.
You came out every week and...
Every single
week
up
against that.
To win maybe a game by random luck because I was playing the greatest MP ever, Garlic Jr. And yeah.
But how many times did you beat Aaron Giddings?
One, and that's all that mattered because
that's the only one you need.
That was before the game.
It's all worth it.
That is before the game was canceled, and he was gonna. This was the tournament to figure out if he was getting out of it or not. And
sure.
his loss to me in the second round is what beat him down enough. To get it, have another Garlic come through the next round and just fucking flatten him again because he was playing Namekian Slug, and it was beautiful. It was great. That is
that
the highlight of my card game playing career, and it's never going to get better than that.
I do appreciate you toughing that out, Lorraine, because on some level it is even harder, because it's not even just like a game you're not familiar with. On
nope.
some level, it's a different medium.
Uh-huh.
You really hadn't played
nope.
card games
nope.
period up until that point either. So I respect it. I'll try to play more Tetris with you. If you tap me on the shoulder and you say, hey, I want to brutalize you a little bit, I'll be your whipping boy for 20 or 30 minutes at least, and then we can go back to doing whatever we were up to.
Brutalize is a song from one of the Tales games. I don't remember which one.
And I could tell, when we were playing this weekend, I could even tell that, like, you having played those online matches, I feel like the gap widened a little bit more, because I was just like,
oh,
man.
You guys did beat me that one time.
Like, but together.
But I don't care.
Thanks.
I don't care.
the pair of us together beat you like 2-on-1. Yeah, exactly. Like 1 out of 6 times.
If that's what it takes to get people to play Tetris with me, then I'll do that.
Fair enough.
I did come back and win, though.
You won the set. Yeah, exactly. We took one game off of you.
Oh. Did you hear me?
What?
How much is it on the store? I could check, but I'm lazy.
I think it's 30 on the eShop.
But if you buy the physical version, you get a cute little Tetris and Poyo keychain. So keep that in mind.
And it's like $10 more.
Yeah.
Like it's technically more expensive.
But they're really cute and kind of cheap. Because the one, like, chain popped open, but I have
the keychain itself.
Yeah.
Is it just like landed in your purse?
So I should or should not go for the keychain.
They're cute.
Yeah, I'm a little they are kind of cool looking, but like honestly, I would suggest going with the digital version.
Probably
not even for that reason, but probably just because that's a kind of game that you want to just have.
Yeah,
like you don't want to have to go find the cartridge and plug that in. You're like, I want to play Tetris for 15 minutes. I just want to boot it up and have it go.
Yeah, because I do like Tetris, like when I want to play something mindless, but then like I suck at it. So
I mean, Tetris is like the palate cleanser game. It's like I can boot this up, but it's not going to demand like an intense amount from me. But it's still engaging and like.
That's why I've considered putting Tetris DS back in my 3DS again and just play that for more.
I said Tetris, the Game Boy game, is probably what I've played most on my 3DS.
I did also start booting that up too separately. Like when Lorraine was playing Puyo a little bit, I was playing that also just
brushing
to do
up
it
on the background.
It's a good version of Tetris.
Tetris DS is the best one though.
I mean, it's also good. I can't think of a Tetris that I hate. There are a lot of them out there.
Yes.
Did you ever play 3D Tetris, the Virtual Boy one?
Nope.
No, I don't think I ever did. We never had ready access to a Virtual Boy. Like I never knew anybody who actually owned one.
You do. It's them.
But I mean, like, at the time.
Ours is broken.
Oh, it is broken? Aw.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Tetris 3D is real bad.
Cool. Most things in the Virtual Boy are real bad.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
More at 11.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea where it came from. It probably came off
the
of, like, a floppy disk or something. But we had a version of Tetris for, like, Windows 95.
Delightful.
That I played for. Like, I played a lot of that my dad must have acquired from somewhere. And like, I just played it on a PC with the arrow keys. Arrow keys and the space bar, man. Just move and flip.
How they did it. That's how I was born.
I played a lot of Tetrisphere for them on the N64. You remember that, Jillian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
terrifying.
Did. Jeez. You were always the best at it, too. I think you and Eric were probably the best at it.
Yeah, because that was what
you
game
used to beat him
from
sometimes.
So Ringer from way back.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that we got from my grandpa's house.
Yeah. That game was always so
it's kind
maybe
of
that was the game that turned me off from Tetris because it was scary.
It was scary.
It got
like
really
weird,
intense
like,
sometimes.
There's
and,
like a weird robot story in it. Like it's creepy.
Oh, the story of Tetris here is like
and then like when you would start to like lose, it would like get really close and like get really scarier.
It gets
so
scary.
So then I was just like, Tetris is scary. Like I don't want to play it anymore. And I was young.
Scarred for life.
Because
you're saying Tetrisphere would be a good VR game.
Sure.
Like, it's even more like, oh
God, that would be terrifying. But yes.
The blocks are in my eyes. Oh no.
It's like you're pressed against the wall of the room. The blocks are up right in your face.
Man, I don't need another super hot VR experience. That was too much. I don't need that again in my life. But I'm pretty sure Puyo Puyo Cross Tetris or whatever is the first time I have played Tetris online since Tetris DS back in the day. I played a lot of that game online.
Sure.
Like
back
a
when, like,
lot
right, you can't do
that
anymore. The DS internet infrastructure is long dead.
And Star Fox Command are probably the most played online game. That was kind of fun. It was like a 4-player dogfight.
I never tried that one.
It was fine.
I never played it online. I don't even remember it having an online mode. Like,
oh, yeah.
But I do remember playing that
Star
game.
Star Fox 64 3D didn't cry. I would play that. But I couldn't. Wouldn't let me.
That's a fateful port, Lorraine.
I guess.
Did Star Fox 64 have internet?
Did it have gyroscope controls? No.
You know, fair enough.
I never touched those. Mm-hmm. I have not played a single map with gyroscope controls in that game.
Those are your feelings on that Star Fox 64 remake? That no internet and he doesn't say Einstein?
Yes.
4 out of 10?
He says, hey, genius, I'm on your side and not Einstein, and it pisses me off.
Well, it's a world... an alternate universe filled with dogs and wolf people. There's no Einstein.
Then
he never existed.
Why did he say it in the first place, Kyle?
Because it was a short-sighted localization.
Well, they should have kept it.
Sorry.
They said all the other same dumb lines.
So bitter. I appreciate the, like, I don't know, I appreciate that you're indignant about it just because I know that you basically, like, could write the script of that game.
For sure.
Like, if I gave
you a large enough napkin.
I was quoting the second boss's, like, half of his dialogue. The one from the asteroid field.
Why would you ever go to that level?
I was just saying it. I don't know. Because you're dumb? You want to take the warp to Katina or whatever?
Lorraine, God forbid if you ever ended up like in an asylum or something. But if you did, I'm assuming that that's like it would just be scrawled like serial killer text. It would just be like Star Fox 64 dialogue.
Sure.
Covering the walls.
Why not?
Scratching on the wall. Husky unit, cover the base.
He just says, I can't look. I can't let you do that, Star Fox, just like hundreds and hundreds of times.
It basically looks like the side areas from Portal, where like
sure,
the guy
yeah.
like
yeah exactly
Chicago Jack and Chicago Ted. I forget what the name was. It doesn't matter. That's Left 4
You're
Dead actually.
You're more but... cunning than I thought. Now I'm back on the
what
fucking...
the heck?
What the heck is that?
Oh, man,
they're on me. Man. I'm getting careless.
Oh my.
Should just
Good
put
stuff.
That in my 3DS again. Play more Star Fox 64 for no reason. Other than that game is perfect, and I love it.
There may be a little. There might be a little bit of personal.
No.
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect game. 10 out of 10.
Star Fox 64 and Super Mario World. Perfect games.
Super Mario World is a more compelling argument. Like...
Shut it.
I'm just saying. I got nothing against Star Fox 64.
You do.
It's a cool game, but it's like, it's very much of its time.
You're very much of your time.
Damn.
Have you seen that SpongeBob meme that's going around? That reminded me of, you're very much of your time.
Wow, Lorraine. Wow.
Case of lowercase letters. Sorry.
I was explaining that to Dustin earlier today because we were in the car and we both mimicked some voice on the radio.
That was better.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm kicking us up at Inception level. We're gonna go back up one.
Never. Star Fox 64.
Okay. I mean, it's fine. Kyle, have you been playing anything recently? I'm assuming Star Fox 64 is probably not a game that's been in your rotation in the last couple weeks.
No, unfortunately.
Wow.
Thought about going back to Star Fox Zero, but...
I would play that game again if they released it on Switch. I would do it.
I don't know.
It wouldn't have all the, like, the things.
Could I control it better?
It would have to. Because you can't
do two screens. I'm not going to double dip, but...
I would. That game was real pretty.
Yeah. You're real pretty.
I know! Anyway, Kyle.
It's colorful. I never did play the Star Fox Guard that came with that either.
I booted it up.
Right.
It was fine. It wasn't...
Nothing to write home about.
No. I mean, it could be fun with like a group of people. Like...
Wasn't like Slippy's weird uncle in that game or
Beltino.
Something?
Yeah.
Or maybe it isn't Beltino. Maybe it's his dad. Beltino's from Assault.
A Slippy relative.
Beltino is his dad. So it might be his uncle, so it could be a different frog.
Whatever.
Slippy.
That's what the only thing I remember is like
Buffy.
A different frog on the box.
Yes.
I'm like, all right, that's weird.
I don't remember if it's Beltino or not. There are three frogs. Lily. Slippy.
Who at Nintendo decided that we needed more Slippy
character? I don't know. A monster.
Who in their right mind decided this? No one.
Same really misread the polls on that one.
The same people who thought those controls would be good for the game.
And I see where that came from an industry perspective. It's like, look, we got this gimmick on our system that no one wants, so we got to sell it.
That game should have been more near the launch of the system rather than the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, that part of it still like makes sense to me in that like that game I feel like was actually in development for quite a while, and I totally understand that like they got so far with it they were finally ready to release it, and that was the thing that like, look, are we really gonna take like a second pass on this and like push this back another 3 months to, you know, maybe
they already did
iterate? No, I know, but
that?
I'm saying again,
again,
like, yeah, because yes, it had already been delayed before at least one time.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, after one or more delays already, like, are we gonna go back and, you know, polish up this weird like piece of this that probably was maybe the first thing we built for it, or like, is it finally time to just get this out the door?
Mm.
It's a weird thing.
Fairfax.
Indeed.
Woo. Anything else?
No, Kyle? I haven't finished anything. I'm still running through Persona, trying to get the platinum because I'm a masochist.
I like it. I love that thought. I support you.
You did that with 4.
Right. I got to do it. I like going through it a second time because it's a lot faster.
Sure. Yeah. Say so you like, know all the stuff you're gonna do.
Flying through all these words that don't matter. I know what happens.
Because, I mean, that's what I did when I replayed 3, like, in that game, at least, you start with all of your, like, equipment from, like, the end game, which anyone can just equip whatever. Your character is the same level. Granted, your party isn't, but that doesn't matter, because you can just literally steamroll everything. It was great. Sure. I was on top of everything.
And if I remember correctly from that, like, when we glanced at the settings before we started playing 5 in earnest, I think there's even, like, a setting for auto-advancing text in there.
Yeah.
So, like, you could boot up a long sequence and make yourself a sandwich and come back and you'll be
like,
good.
When I started my playthrough, which was after our first stream,
mm-hmm.
I got through the first portion that it took you 2 hours to do in, like, 40 minutes because I was just like,
you knew all the text and everything.
Let's just skip all these cutscenes.
Uh-huh.
It was fun. It was real fast.
Speed run.
Basically.
Persona 5.
Basically. That's what I was doing. Totes. I beat it in like 3 hours.
After that, I'll probably either read a book or be able to pick up Shovel Knight. I've had that in the backlog for a while.
Nice.
I like it. That game's good.
Have you played it? Okay.
Yeah, I haven't, again, because I have a problem.
Yes.
I haven't finished it, but I have.
I get started, but I can't finish it.
Yeah, exactly. But I have played it, and it is very good.
Half-done projects it all over the house.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. It is a best-in-class Mega Man-like. Like, it is a very good game.
It is to Mega Man what Mighty No. 9 is not to Mega Man.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's like what you would want that, what you wanted that game to be, not what it ended up being.
1,000%, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Accurate.
Fun.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Woo!
That's cool. Good stuff. Yeah, you should check out Mighty No. 9. You shouldn't check out Mighty No. 9.
Not.
You should check out Shovel Knight.
I'd be scared.
Yeah. I apologize.
I think he had a seizure for a second.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Let's be clear. Right? We're not advising under any circumstances that anyone plays Mighty No. 9.
Not pick up that game.
I misspoke. Don't go crazy. It's fine.
Riot in the streets.
Play Shovel Knight. Don't play that other thing. Forget that I mentioned it.
What?
Yes, exactly. Jillian, have you been up to anything, or has it mostly been, again, kind of real life being a thing?
It's been hectic, like, between work and, like, everything else, and, like, holidays, like, they're everywhere, and then doing photo things, and then making more work for myself because I'm doing photo things, so then editing those, and then just being a nice person, and being like, hey, I'll do more. And then
you're
trying
nice.
To wrap my head around, like, I know, trying to wrap my head around moving, like, soon, like, just craziness. Like, this morning, this weekend, I had to clean out my one closet because apparently they have to do work in the building and, like, go into the attic, whatever. So I did that per the letter that I got in my little door saying, oh, it's in the bedroom closet. Okay, cool, whatever. I do that. I get a call today while I'm at lunch saying, oh, they weren't able to get into your closet because it's full of stuff and you need to empty it. And I'm like, well, which closet are you talking about? Because I emptied the one that I was supposed to. And then they're like, oh no, well, it's different in all the units. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
Okay, then why did you send out the form letter saying this? So it turned out to be my linen closet, which is a disaster.
Oh my God.
And so I had to go home from work.
Oh gosh.
Clean that all out and then go about the rest of my business because, like, I need to go grocery shopping. I need to do this and that and the other thing. And so it was just, today has been a nightmare. And I'm still sick. So, like, I've been sick for almost a week now.
Cool.
So it's like cleaning out an entire closet worth of garbage.
Delight.
So someone else can get into an attic for apparently a 2-minute or 3-minute thing that they need to do. I'm like, are you kidding me? I have to spend all this time taking all this stuff off of 6 shelves in a closet.
Yeah, your linen closet's big.
It's huge. It's huge and it's full of crap because that's where I put things where I don't know where they're supposed to go. So I just put them in there. And I haven't cleaned it in a while. Yeah. And it's like the catch-all. Like, the clothes don't go in there. Like, the random crap goes in there. So I had to go through all of that today. So half of it's in my bedroom right now, which is just great. And the other half is just, like, squirreled away into other closets because that's the only one that I need to have clean. So I had to, like, reshove things into the other closet and then take it. Just it's just a mess. So I've been trying to play video games.
Sure, but yeah, no, I get you. The game of life is real, to be sure. I respect you for, like, actually getting some of that other stuff put away otherwise, because if that had been on me, I probably would have just taken it all out and put it in as neat a pile as I could make in the center of the room until they were done messing with it. So.
Well, the thing was, it was really funny because I took a picture because Coco was, like, very concerned and confused as to why all this crap was on the floor. So she's, like, sitting on top of things and, like, moving around things. And then I just have this picture of her, like, standing in the mess, like, just staring at me. And I'm like, you know, I was like, I really want to just leave all this stuff here on the floor and then just be like, just walk around it because I'm not moving it again and then again once you guys are done. And then when she was talking to me, because, like, there's, like, these, like, wooden, like, plank shelves. Like, it's just a piece of plywood. Like, it's nothing fancy. But they're in the closet. And she's like, oh, yeah, they might have to take the shelves out. Because I was like, do I have to clear all of it out or, like, just the top? And she's like, oh, they might have to take the shelves out. Well, I tried to move them, and they're, like, painted into the closet.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, good luck with that. I was like, I'm really glad I'm moving soon because you can just destroy that. I don't care. And it's such a mess.
Sure.
So
take pictures beforehand. Like, so,
right.
I mean, you never know. Just like, all right, it's not coming out of my deposit. I didn't ruin that. Like, it was whoever you sent up here to do whatever they're supposed to do.
They ripped the electrical box off the wall because they painted that onto, like, they painted over it so many times it stuck to the wall.
Oh, my God.
So then when that was broken, they had to, like, literally, like, chisel it and then, like, like, you know, crowbar it off. I'm like, well, this was, and then, like, yeah, we'll come and fix it next week. It's been a year. They got fixed it. So it's like, oh, okay, this is fine.
Quality
living space
you got there. Get, like, out.
Then my crazy, scary neighbor, I shouldn't talk too loud. I was leaving.
Dish.
I was leaving on Saturday, like, literally bags in my hand and, like, going to my car. And my neighbor, who is a large black man, was standing out on his porch. Never has ever said anything to me ever. I'll usually, like, smile and, like, look pleasant if he's sitting out there on the porch.
As you do.
Just because I'm like, but, like, don't murder me one day.
If you make eye contact, he can't come after you.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm trying to be pleasant. So I walk out the door and he's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, fine. He's like, do you want to make $100? And I'm like, depends on what it is. And I was like, I'm kind of busy right now. I was like, I'm on my way somewhere. I was like, what do you need? I'm like, do you need, like, a loaf of bread? Like, because I can give you that. Like, I'll go to the store and buy you a loaf of bread for $100. Like, what do you want? So then he's like, oh, he's like, are you driving near the airport? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, I got a buddy that's flying in and he really needs to be picked up from the airport. And I'm like, there's this magical thing called Uber that, like,
yeah, man, if he's got $100,
yeah.
I promise you can get an Uber from the airport for less than that.
Right. So me, in retrospect, not thinking clearly, I should have just got him an Uber on my phone and just taken $100 and been like, all right, bye.
Sure.
But I'm like, in no universe will I be driving to go pick up some random person from the airport for $100 or taking you with me to the airport to pick up some random person.
That was a good call, $100. I think.
Yeah.
Like, maybe for like $500 and like if someone else was with me at the time as like a witness.
Is this the same neighbors who like smoke like crack all the time and are like his girlfriend is outside?
Yeah. But this wasn't the one. There is one who smokes on his porch a lot, on the porch, and I'll see him and he'll actually like say hi or wave.
Oh, so this is a different neighbor.
No, it's the same person. Oh, it's a 2-bedroom apartment. They both live there.
Okay. Gotcha.
The one is nice and then told me that if his TV was ever too loud to just let me know. I'm like, bro, I've never heard your TV. Please don't talk to me because I will not be telling you when your TV.
Kick up his volume one bit every day until you come over.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So I'm like, no, it's fine. I've never heard it before. And then this other guy just like grimaces at me. So I'm like, cool. No. I'm like, can I leave now? Can I leave here now?
Yeah, I think you made the right call too, ultimately, because that stuff's like, you never know how to approach things like that, like, and you want to tell people out when you can, but same thing, like, I agree, if you're alone, like, I don't think you can do something like that unless they, like, said it was, like, literally, like, a life or death scenario, and at that point, you know, maybe call 911 or something, like, since it was just, like, I need a solid, like, I think it was the right call to just kind of, like, say, like, nah, I can't quite help you out, because you know you feel for people when they're in trouble with stuff, but like I don't even know if I'd do that out of the blue, and I'm sure I would. So I mean, as
you didn't know them,
you know,
knew them
young woman sure, right. alone,
if you know
like,
them
certainly...
have like some level of a relationship, then sure, but
I don't even know
effectively a stranger
name. Like I don't know who they are. So no. They have screaming fights with their girlfriends and their girlfriends are like banging on the doors like, I know you were with her. She's like, give me my pots and pans. I'm like, what is happening? It's like 11 o'clock at night and she's screaming at the top of her lungs, banging on the door. And she's like, I thought we were in love. Like, I'm like, lady, go away. He don't love you. You're not your hoe no more.
Again, man, sometimes life gets too real.
Yep.
So you're saying you're moving, though.
Right. I am.
All right, congratulations.
Thankfully, yeah. I just need to...
Moving into our grandparents' house.
Okay.
Once they move out, I'm not moving in with them. To be clear.
Whatever.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but...
They'd take you. You know they would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, they would. I know they would.
I could think of worse places than living with my grandparents.
This is true. This is very true. This might be one of these places.
Right.
That is the point.
Good stories, though. Living life.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird thing.
I got plenty of stories for, you know, the future.
Exactly.
Like, hey, guys, remember? I had an apartment one time.
Uh-huh.
It was really sketchy.
Oh,
someone died here. Five. They were shot.
Great.
But also besides the point.
Anyway.
Woo!
Anyway. Future me very much lately. Except for Snipperclip, which was infuriating yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
That game's neat.
We spent Sunday afternoon over at our parents' house for Mother's Day and ended up playing Snipperclips with our youngest sister, Carolyn, and my mom, the like four-player co-op mode, and that was a riot. Oh my gosh. Carolyn, I wanted to see Carolyn play that game really bad, and she did not disappoint.
It was everything that I
did pretty well. She was doing all right.
She did. It's not too hard once you learn the controls and you kind of get a handle of like the movement and stuff like that. It's not too bad. That's just kind of frustrating at times.
Some of those goop levels were real hard.
That stuff was fun though, and like the mechanics were neat for the four player stuff. And I think that how that turned out as we played it that afternoon was a testament to how well designed that game is in terms of like. It's just one mechanic, fundamentally, so it's not that hard to get your head around, but, like, it takes some doing to solve the puzzles. Like you said, you know, Carolyn plays some, but not a ton of video games, and your mom, as far as I know, plays almost no video games.
She played a lot of Mario Party with us back in the day.
That's something. But they were...
We were up north!
But
it
they
was
were
the
both,
GameCube.
Yeah, they were both able to just jump in and, like, you know, work everything. Like, it was cool. Like, it was a really, it was a fun little, like, hour or so to kind of hang out and play that and watch that be played. But I still really appreciate that game on a couple different levels. Like,
it's real cute.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really well-made thing. I like Snipper Clips a lot.
And then all of us were just screaming to get cut. Cut me!
Cut me, Mick! Cut me!
Of course my mom would say that. She likes Rocky.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that was fun.
That's good stuff. I don't think, other than Persona, I don't think I've really played anything either. Lots of stuff going on. I think we're going to try to go not too much longer because it's getting late for us. But I think the thing I'll close on in terms of what I've been up to is Lorraine's dancing.
Maybe. You don't know that.
I played the, I guess we together today.
Did we?
Played the, like, watch a little bit of anime game.
It's true. We did play the watch a little
bit of
anime
game. Because I want to, since Kyle's here,
what?
I want to.
Watch a little bit of anime game.
I want to.
I've never heard of this.
No,
we watched anime.
Yeah, there you go.
Dot
game. Oh, okay.
Since you're here,
okay.
I want to vent some of my frustrations of, like, as time has gone on and we've continued to watch the dubbed episodes of Dragon Ball Super as they were released.
Sure.
Every time I watch one, I'm not sure if it's the last episode of Dragon Ball Super I'm going to watch or not. We just got, and I think there are actually more than this out now.
Yeah.
Probably.
What episode are they on for that?
The last
happening?
Last one that we watched was like the end of the Beerus arc.
Okay.
And I think they're a couple deeper than that.
Yeah.
At this point, but I haven't caught
probably
up to them
close
at, yet.
Close to 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Up.
But I mean, that the slog of that, just like having them take that movie and reprint
right.
into the series and just make it like 20 episodes long. Like every time we booted one up, I was just like, oh my god, why are you still like...
And then the Adult Swim website stopped working, so that saved us from watching more.
That's good, at least.
So I don't know, it's something. But and I'm pretty sure I'm like fairly late to the party on this too, because I know
I know I am.
Yeah, I know other people have been talking about this series for like quite a while at this point, but on a whim, when I was like up late messing with other stuff...
So every night.
Well, you know, it happens. I watched a couple episodes of One Punch Man.
Okay.
And immediately was like, oh, this is so much better than...
Right.
Like, Dragon Ball Super is such like, oh, it's just like, every part of it is like, it's taking effort for me to want to like push play on the next episode. And I put that on and I was like, oh, this is just so refreshing. Because it's like, it's on some level, it's what I wish Dragon Ball Super was in that, you know, it's still an action series, but like, it's very tongue-in-cheek and very silly. It doesn't take itself seriously at all.
It feels a little bit like Kill la Kill, because I watched an episode or two of that with you and didn't really like it. But...
And I liked that, like, I'm like 60 to 80% there on enjoying Kill la Kill, because I like almost everything about that series, having watched like over a third of it. With the exception of just like the fan service stuff is so central to it. That just like that even wears on me after like, oh, okay, she gets her boobs out. That's I get it. The 17th time you guys have done this, it's not quite like the hilarious joke that I'm sure you all thought it was, like every time it happened before, but we've watched half of
season one,
which I'm not sure if that's the same, like that's the way they're releasing it in America at least. Like they're calling the first 12 episodes of One Punch Man season one. I'm not sure if that's true of like the Japanese run of that show or whatever, but
I don't either. I'm pretty sure that that's all there is though.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like I did too. And I watched
having
that.
Fun.
And it's
like,
just...
cause I wasted a lot of time watching Dragon Ball Super 2 for like purely on the strength of its own nostalgia. And especially that's first run where they're just recapping the movies that weren't that good to begin with and kind of like just put a bullet in me.
Yeah, and like and they're absolutely like whatever you thought of the movies, and I thought like
they were fine.
They weren't amazing, but they were totally fine at the time. But like by the very nature
for an hour and a half, fine.
Exactly. Sure. By the very nature of taking those arcs and instead of them being an hour and a half, having them be like 8 hours long is like they have to be worse than the thing that they came from originally. Like there's no way they would be better.
More is not better.
Oh.
Less is more.
Because I'm not looking for, like, high art out of what I, like, wanted out of Dragon Ball Super.
But you're getting high art.
I just want, like, fun, stylish action sequences, and I want...
And they're not.
And I want... The two things I want are that. Like, I want fun, stylish action, and I want Toriyama to have learned something about pacing after 25 years of Dragon Ball shit. No. By which I mean, like, I want them to know that they shouldn't be wasting people's time after this long. And that's, like, exactly what the early part of Super is. It's just, like... Here's shit that you, like, already know what happens, and also we're going to take a really long time doing it. And just, like, ugh, what a mess.
In fairness, I mean, that show's gone through four or five arcs, and they're, like, 85, 90 episodes. Compared to DBZ, where each episode takes 80, or each arc takes, like, 80 episodes.
So, you know, I guess, yeah, absolutely. When you compare the two directly, it is better. You're not wrong.
Quote, unquote, better.
Man, but yeah,
I wouldn't recommend anyone watch Dragon Ball Super though.
And I bet, like, if they keep popping up on the internet and they're easy for me to get at, I'll bet I'll check in every once in a while.
I bet if you could come back in that in like a year and just power through all of it, you'd have a much more enjoyable experience.
That might be true, because honestly, the stuff like getting like into the Beerus arc and stuff, where it's just like kind of a slog, and also the thing that kills me more than anything is, like, even when they're into, like, the fighting stuff, it's not even close to, like, the better sequences that were in Dragon Ball Z. It's just not that visually interesting. Like, it's not choreographed well. It doesn't move in, like, a way that, like...
No.
It's just not that great.
and they're telling the same story for the 20th time or whatever. Goku faces a challenge, looks like he's gonna lose, and then he doesn't lose.
Yay!
Goes off to another planet, does it over again, and gets a new color of hair.
Yep. Sure, yeah, exactly. And like I said, it was just
paint
the perfect...
with all the colors of Goku's hair.
Like, that, and then coming from feeling kind of down on that into One Punch Man, it's just such the opposite of, like, this is fun, and it, like, it's like, self-aware, and it knows what it's doing, and when there are, like, confrontations, like, it's actually a really well put together, like, I think it looks good, like, the action sequences are good, and, like, not even just the parts where it's kind of silly, but, like... The confrontations are actually, like, stylish, and, like, they're the way I kind of wish the Dragon Ball Super ones were.
Right.
Like, it's just a little better looking and a little more well laid out than that stuff is.
And
DBZ is absolutely a cash cow. They're just trying to push out every week compared to, you know, One Punch Man. I think
it was a webcomic. That's what it started as. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it started. It was very, like, that's why the art is so weird.
That's cool.
It's definitely not a weekly episodic show, though.
No.
And I mean, like, that's, that, at least for me personally, that's 100%, like, I want a thing that someone put effort in that, like, I don't need infinite of it. In fact, I don't want infinite of it.
Right. I don't want to watch anything that's serious.
I want you to make as much as you think is, like, good.
I have a lot of respect for that opinion.
And, well, I mean, like, kind of like, Jillian, like, some of the stuff that you and I had kind of been recommending to each other, like, Yuki Yuna saves the world, or Yuki Yuna is a hero, and Madoka Magica are both very short. Like, they're 15 episodes.
Yeah.
That is it.
That's great.
And, like, they're very contained stories with a beginning and an end, and that's it. There is no more. There might, I think Madoka Magica might have a movie, but that thing's a little older.
Sure, but whatever. But the point is that, give me, like, a contained, finite amount of a thing. Like, don't waste my time for, like, 8 months.
I highly recommend both of those shows. They are both very good, and... not your average magical girl TV show. Just saying that. Anyway.
Very cool.
But the funny thing about One Punch Man is, though, that the main guy's voice actor is Ryoji.
For the ink dub.
Persona 5.
Okay.
You can't really tell. His voice was familiar enough. Their cadences and, like, attitudes are completely different.
Right.
But I was like, I had to look him up because I'm like, his voice sounds so familiar. And I'm like, oh my god, it's Ryuji.
Like, of course it is.
Ah, that's funny.
You may never escape Persona.
Never.
The video game and cartoon anime industry only has about 12 voice actors
in
it.
That's right,
But it's not Funimation, so it's actually a lot of different voices. I mean, Sabat was in there, because of course he is. The man has a finger in every single pot, but...
And I was super, because I had watched the first, like I said, I had watched the two... I watched the first two episodes subbed on Netflix, I was like, all right, I'm going to buy this box set, because I'd seen that the dub one came out, like, that week or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I was like, all right, I'm in. Let's do this. But I was pleasantly surprised to see that the stupid, like,
Piccolo-like
monster in the first episode was just Chris Sabat's voice in the English dub. I was like, thanks, guys. You did it right. I'm so happy you did this.
It was funny.
That's good stuff. So that's, like, where I am on the... on the anime spectrum, but I was very happy I was very happy to have enjoyed that, and we'll probably watch the other half of it tomorrow.
Yeah, like six episodes.
Absolutely worth it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's good stuff. One Punch Man is awesome. Dragon Ball Super is questionable. That's where I am on anime right at this moment.
If you powered through 380 episodes of DBZ, then you got Stockholm Syndrome on this already.
Exactly. And then I was looking up, like, I saw just some screen cap or something that, like, oh, there's a blue-haired Gohan now. Like, cool. All right. Of course there is. Sure.
Really?
I feel like that, I don't know. I at least saw that pop up. Maybe that was just, like, fan art or something. It was just, like, Googling Dragon Ball
it
Super.
Could have been.
That was a thing that showed up in front of, like, somebody's YouTube video about what was happening recently. Mm. But that might be real. That might be just someone drew that. I'm not 100% sure.
I saw a Facebook post or chat or one of those things. There were people are talking about Frieza coming back.
Okay.
Delightful.
Again.
Can't keep him down, man.
No.
He's got shit to do, apparently.
Get him out of hell.
50 episodes. Where's Frieza?
That's right.
Hashtag where's
people
Frieza.
Demand Frieza.
Free Frieza.
What a thing.
Lord. Kill me.
Anyway.
Anime. Yeah.
But I was glad to find, anime. Like I said, an anime series at least that I was like, I'm into this. This is good. I like what you guys are doing here.
I have another series to recommend to you.
Okay.
Bananya.
That's very different.
It's like
genre
seven
never heard
episodes,
of that.
And they're like 5 minutes each. So it's about these bananas that are also cats for no reason. And it's like basically framed in like almost like a nature documentary because it's all narrated. Like. And like I said, they're like 5 minutes each, and it's stupid, and it's lighthearted, and it's fun, and it's adorable. Bananya. So good.
It's magical.
I mean, that's like, all of those is like one episode of Dragon Ball Super, exactly. So I mean, the economy in there is off the charts as far as...
And that's it. There's maybe 8 episodes.
Okay.
And that's it. It was coming out last year. Like, I think last summer it was actually new.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
Do you know where,
like,
I think I'd asked you when you originally watched them, do you know where the source of that is? Like, were those aired on TV? Or is that
no
like a
idea.
Japanese web series? Because them
know.
Being that short,
getting,
like, I just wondered what their original, like, where
simulcasted on Crunchyroll. So
yeah,
no
where they were
where
aired
was.
Originally, whether it was on, like, Japanese TV or just, like, you know, some YouTube channel or YouTube equivalent or something.
No idea. It's real cute, though.
Cool.
Bananya.
Indeed.
It's delightful. You just need some fun. Fun Tims.
And I think that's all for recent happenings. I'm going to do, like, maybe 2 news things,
news.
And then we'll wrap this up. Because, it's getting late. Woo. People have stuff to do.
Doubt it.
One of them is Fire Emblem related.
I don't.
Fire Emblem is... Fire Emblem
Go
is out.
On.
Fire Emblem Echoes is out this coming Friday, I
Shit,
think.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Holy crap.
Surprise,
yeah,
surprise.
The 19th. That game is totally out this week.
Damn.
Cool.
It has a lot of DLC planned, including...
Great.
So
there's a $45 season pass for this game.
Holy shit!
So it costs $5 more than the sticker price of the game itself to buy everything that they're going to add to it.
Ugh, and I thought Persona 5 was bad.
Man.
I mean, but just
is,
like...
Is it like the last one where there's like an entire different campaign?
So it's... I don't think it's exactly that. But the other thing is this game is so different from other Fire Emblem games. I can't with confidence tell you how much content is in here. But I'll give you the bullet points of like... They have a list here broken out of... That $45 gets you 5 different DLC packs. So I'll give you what it says here is contained within them.
Woo!
DLC pack 1 includes a new dungeon... two new maps, more items, and extra money and experience. So the thing there where they're saying, like...
They do that every Fire Emblem.
Yeah, but I, like, in terms of, like, what a new dungeon means, like, I couldn't begin to tell you how much content that might be.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing about this game that is different from the other Fire Emblem games. So, you know, that could be, like, 5 or 10 hours. That could be, like, 1 hour's worth of gameplay.
5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Like, I couldn't...
Who knows?
I don't know enough about what that game is to tell you how much content that is, but I would guess it's substantial if they're like the collective package costs this much.
Say, was that the entirety of the $45
no.
season
that's
pass?
That's just the first DLC pack, so that's like $8 by itself. DLC pack 2 is $10 by itself.
Yeesh.
Another new dungeon. 2 new challenge maps with stronger, more seasoned heroes to tackle. And so that's a different DLC pack. That's $10. DLC pack 3, $14.99. This mysterious dungeon included in this pack holds the power to upgrade characters to exclusive classes that don't appear in the main game.
Man.
So that's another dungeon that has the potential to give you new stuff. DLC pack 4, $12.99. So these are all different prices.
Oh, yeah, really?
Roller coaster, man.
Discover the untold history of Valentia in the prologue pack. Complete new story content. Additional voice acting that details the rise of the Deliverance in Zofia.
Same.
This collection of challenging maps includes new support conversations between selected heroes, as well as the ability to take command of a character that players won't be able to control in the main game. That's word for word.
They're a loose cop that doesn't play by the rules, damn it.
There you go. And then DLC pack 5.
Give me your badge and your gun.
The final DLC pack that's in that bundle is $5.99 on its own. And it just says more information about this DLC pack will be revealed in the future. So that last $6 gets you something.
Is it face touching your waifu?
Maybe. Who can say?
Are there even waifus in this game?
But that's crazy.
Probably. Yeah, it's hard to say, like you said, without knowing even what all this is. Yeah. But I've never bought any DLC for any of the other Fire Emblems, so I'm guessing that's not going to change.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that they'd even make this stuff and, like, lead with it before the game's even out, like, that other stuff must have sold really well. Like, I have to assume it did well. If they're, like, putting their foot forward on this right now.
I couldn't tell you about... whatever. Fates. I was going to say If, but then, no, it's a Japanese name.
Oh, Fates.
Wrong one. Mabi.
Exactly. But yeah, like, I have to assume that stuff performed well for them to say that they're going to put out this much of it from the get-go.
Right, you double down on the DLC here.
Sure. But yeah, same. I think I'm going to try to pick this game up this week and maybe play it. Just, like, put some time into it. Because I'm curious what's up with it, since it seems so different than Fire Emblem games have been. But I'm not going to touch
the Zelda 2 of the series.
I mean, was it Fire Emblem 2?
For one, because I'm not clear on exactly what it is, and for two, because as we've been over, like, there's a, like, the idea that I'd be able to finish this game is, like, I'll probably just fall off my radar and I won't get to complete it anyway, so, you know, why put money into content that I won't get around to when I probably won't finish the main game, but...
Shrug.
That's crazy. Like, it's just weird that they're...
That's hella Fire Emblem.
$45 is a lot of content for a 3DS game. Like, that's a lot to ask.
Especially now.
Sure.
Like, the waxing of the 3DS, or waning, not waxing, my bad. Wrong
that
moon
one.
Term.
Yep, you got it. You fixed it.
Incorrect lunar terminology. I apologize.
Got it right in the end.
I did. I fixed it.
All right. Two more things real quick. Super Mario Odyssey will be, like, Nintendo's main thing at E3.
Good.
So, similar to how last year it was basically like all Zelda, I guess the idea is that on the show floor, the scuttlebutt is that it'll just be like a bunch of Mario kiosks and like Mario-themed stuff. Which,
that's
like, that's the game.
That's what we're doing now.
The press preamble still says, like, when the details on their E3 press briefing thing describe, like, covering Switch games that will be released in calendar 2017, including Super Mario Odyssey. So, they're still saying it's coming out this year. I hope that's true. Like, I would...
And if it weren't, I think they'd know at this point not to...
Say
put
anything.
That into the E3 stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so, like, leading with that in, like, the press details before the event, like, makes me way more confident that it will actually come out this year, as opposed to, you know, like... If they were maybe nebulous on it right now, and then, you know, you get to their, like, video or whatever, and they say, like, oh, you know, maybe it'll be out in March.
Releasing winter.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're going this hard, like, this early on it, they have to say a date at E3.
Sure.
I can't imagine why they wouldn't. Like, you wouldn't just go into that.
And even further than that, like, just knowing the way that holiday schedule stuff, like, you have to assume that that's either... An October game or a November game, like, right? Because it's probably not for earlier than that, and there's just no reason that it should come out after November if it's, like, really their tentpole game of the year. So
they need it.
This game will be out by Black Friday.
That's the idea, you know, and, like, maybe it's in a bundle with a Switch, or maybe it's, like, something else is bundled with a Switch, and, like, it's the game that they want you to buy in addition to that.
I would think that they'll stick to the Mario Kart bundle and make you buy Mario Odyssey.
Sure, that makes a ton of sense.
Or they're going to have all these unsold copies of potentially ARMS and 1-2 Switch.
They could put both of those in there. Yeah,
bam.
Good idea.
Get this stuff out of the channel, because, Who knows how many people are buying that? Good point. And then and the other thing...
Bomberman R.
The other thing in there is, like, the descriptive text about that game is they, like, specifically reiterate that it's, like, a...
Hats.
Well, no, it's, like, they're saying, like, a brand new sandbox-focused adventure for Mario.
Sandbox.
But, like, the fact that they're calling it a sandbox game...
Yeah.
Like, when they use that term and you watch that trailer again... And then you look back on what Zelda ended up being. Like, all of those three things together make me even more excited for that game in terms of what it might end up coming to be.
Like a 64-esque type Mario game as opposed to, like, or like Sunshine as opposed to, like, Galaxy where it was kind of like an individual level.
Yeah, I think, right, I would even go that far. That there'll be a distinction between 64, Sunshine, and then the Galaxy, which Galaxy wasn't very sandbox.
Yep, and the same thing.
And, like 3D World and Land, and like the new Super Mario Bros.
In their stream, when they were doing the Switch stream stuff, like revealing all the details of the console or whatever, they even specifically name-dropped those games, specifically Sunshine and 64, as like games that are in the vein of what this thing will be.
Because, I mean, they really haven't done one since... that era. No. They haven't had anything.
Sunshine was the last bastion of sandbox Mario.
Mm-hmm. Cray.
It's exciting. That game looks so fun.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to try it out. It looks great.
Wahoo.
I can't imagine this game letting me down either.
Yeah.
That's how much trust I've put into it.
Sure. And I mean, like again, like my expectations for Nintendo's top priority franchises. Like, they were basically raised a whole letter grade after playing Breath of the Wild. It's like, all right, you guys aren't fucking around. Like,
so good.
Good. Yeah, exactly. Like, good on you, Nintendo.
Oh, yes.
Bringing your A game for real.
Woo!
And the last thing before we sign off here, IO Interactive, a studio responsible for the Hitman games and owned by Square Enix, is essentially on the chopping block, which was a really weird, like... It was really weird considering the last year, because it seemed like... And I don't really have a personal history with the Hitman games, but that last game that they put out seemed like it was performing pretty well, and it was well-received.
I mean, they had a whole, like, second season of DLC planned for
it. Sure, and then furthermore than that, it was... the thing that I take away from the story, because they describe it as basically, like... even though they made a shit ton of money last year in revenue, like, their profits were really soft, I guess, at Square Enix in general... so they were just saying, like, you know, in their latest earnings call.
Releasing one game.
Well, yeah. One game that takes 15 years to make, or whatever.
Also, I'm pretty sure I've heard that 7 and 3 are not coming out this year.
Yeah, that's also confirmed.
3?
Like,
Kingdom Hearts 3
and Final Fantasy 7 Remake, Episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2018 games, or later.
So your prophecy came true.
That only, at most, one would come out this year. Surprise, it's neither.
Surprise.
Hey, they've already got 15 carrying their books this year.
Exactly. So that's the thing here that's really weird about the story. Is that it's kind of a dichotomy of, like, Square Enix's Western, you know, talent output versus its, Japanese stuff. Because the thing that seemed like it was dragging down their books more was just that, like, these games out of their Japanese studios keep getting delayed. And even if they ultimately go on to do really well, like, 15 did pretty well.
Yeah.
But it's never going to make up for, like, if you take that game back all the way to when it was a PlayStation 3 game in 2007 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All 10 years of the development cycle.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that game can overperform, and it's still not going to cover, you know, its actual costs from that point up until, you know, 2017 or whatever.
And then the same with, like, Kingdom Hearts 3 and, like, any of these other, like, long-standing irons in their fire.
Yeah, like, just, like, at some point, like, your profit is going to be eclipsed by, you know... The game just took too long to put out.
You literally kept this in hell too long.
But, I mean, obviously, like, if they do get to a point, like, with 15, you know, where they finally make it into a fungible game and they can release it, and it's, you know, it's pretty good, like, they absolutely still want to do that as opposed to just canceling it outright, because then you recoup some of it.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, you know, calling it a wash and packing it in, I guess. But the sad part about this was that basically, like, it seemed like the Japanese studios were some of the ones that... And, you know, this may not even be on them. It could be other business stuff surrounding them that is out of their control, that is making them not able to necessarily deliver on dates and perform to the best of their ability. But it seemed like some of the Japanese studios like, their output had kind of held the company back in total, and some of the Western mm-hmm. guys were, you know, because the Hitman stuff, like, that was an episodic thing that they yeah. had, like, they'd released over the course of the year, and I don't think they missed a date on when they were dropping new content.
Not to my knowledge.
And people seemed to be way into it. So, like, the Hitman guys seemed to have their shit together, but then kind of got, you know...
shafted.
Yeah, sure. Just because of the state of the company otherwise, it mm-hmm. seems like they just had to take take the hit in terms of...
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Damn indeed. Thanks, Lorraine. That was on point. But they're basically, like, suffering the brunt of the blowback mm-hmm. for, you know, not necessarily anything related to their own output, which is, like, that's just kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just kind of heartbreaking in general in terms of, like, how you want creative works to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean... Does that studio, do they have any more Hitman or other games in the pipes, or are they just between projects?
As of this announcement, they were hiring for an unannounced project, so I don't know if it was the next Hitman game or if it was something else, and they were going to do, since the most recent Hitman thing was like this episodic thing, they were basically going to do a season two of that, where like they were going to put out more maps and more like story mode stuff, quote unquote.
Because they had like time challenges and stuff like that. It was a whole to do. Like, we ended up watching some of the guys over on Giant Bomb play them as they came out, which is our whole experience with the game at all, because we never played it.
Yeah, but there's something of a, like, that game is another like kind of freeform open world game, like even more so in its latest iteration than it had been previously.
Yes.
Of like, look, there's a person you can kill in this big-ass map that we put them in.
Go get them.
So, yeah,
find
exactly.
Them,
go
kill them,
go into the world and just figure out a way to kill them.
find Waldo and then cap him.
Yeah, yep. And that stuff was as diverse as, like, you know, post up in an apartment across from their, you know, their loft or whatever and mm-hmm. wait an hour for them to show up at the right window. Mm-hmm. Or disguise yourself as a chef and poison their food and then bring it to them.
Yep.
Or, you know, drop a scaffolding on the the fashion runway, like, that they're doing their fashion show on and, you know, kill this famous actor.
Well, you're really selling me on this game here.
It seems really cool. Like,
really
the only
cool.
reason I haven't played the most recent one is just because I hadn't found the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're ever going to play a Hitman game,
it's this
the one.
One
that's out is the one that you should play. But yeah,
it's
just
a hell
like,
of a ride.
Yeah, that whole story is just like a real bummer mm-hmm. in terms of like, I guess such is business and business with video games, but
business.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, at the end of the day, no one wins at some point. But the hope there is that like they're not actively shuttering it, at least right now. They're putting them up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if if there are interested parties, they might still just get to do the thing they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that like there could be some back and forth where, you know, an EA or an Ubisoft or whoever else
yeah.
might come to them and say, like, you know, we'll offer you X amount with the studio if you'll be willing to transfer, you know, one or more of the properties associated mm-hmm. with it over to us. Like, if you'll give up the Hitman IP.
That was one of the other things that I had heard was kind of up in the air. Like, they don't know if they get it. Like, there wasn't clear cut that they were going to be able to keep the Hitman license or if, like, Square was going to keep that.
Yeah.
Sticky.
Yeah, I would suspect that that'll be the kind of the sticking point to whether they actually get sold or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Square is open to selling them and their licenses, like, I think that that's a much more compelling prospect for a purchasing company than just buying the studio itself and kind of having to start from scratch in terms of, like,
mm-hmm.
like I said, they'll just make a game called Murderer and go from there.
Agent 74.
Hitmen.
There you go. I like it.
He's got a barcode on his foot.
Assassin's Creed. That's not taken right.
Nah. So you go into like this machine, and you come from a whole expansive line of secret agents that killed people. So
you come from a long line of men with barcodes in the back of their head.
Exactly. You jack in by your barcode,
mm-hmm.
and you relive their lives, and you kill people.
So it's a...
And the Illuminati are there.
Sure. It's a video game that is a reboot of the game show Supermarket Sweep.
Exactly.
where you rove through the aisle scanning the back of people's heads to kill them.
Uh-huh. Sold.
I would buy that.
Wasn't that basically the setup for the Mall Madness video game?
Yeah, sure. Totally. Man, I think about, I think we'll maybe close on that, but I, like the last thing I'll say, I'll let you guys interject with whatever you want, is I think about the game show Supermarket Sweep maybe like once a month. Like,
why?
I have no idea.
It's so weird.
Before you brought that up just now, it had to have been at least a decade since I had thought of that at all.
I feel like there was a channel that it was on where the like it would just, network? It was on in like an after school slot, and on days where there weren't good cartoons to watch. Like, that was a ritual for us for, like, years, was watching that fucking show. And just watching, you like, Crazy Housewives chuck turkeys into their shopping carts as fast as they could. And if that's not entertainment, goddammit, I don't know what is.
You couldn't turn on Family Double Dare or Nick Arcade or something?
Let me tell you a little game show called Match $10,000 Game.
$10,000 Pyramid.
Match Game, sorry, though.
Match Game now. Match Never game. Watched that one.
Oh, it's so good.
Sure. Well, the other thing,
the OG Match Game. I hadn't watched it. They did a reboot of it like a year or two ago.
Like, bringing Nickelodeon into the mix. I think the other part of it is, like, this was before we had cable. So it was on whichever public, like, it was on UPN or something. It was on one of the over-the-air channels that we happened to get at the time. So our options were more limited than they would have been.
Right after the Price is Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Delightful.
What a thing. Anyway.
Anyway.
Now we can end this podcast. Woo! Do you guys have anything else?
They don't do that anymore where you have the $10,000, you know, shopping sprees. Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah. And like this, like the game of just like accruing shit. Like, I feel like that was a good game show, like, premise that we don't have access to anymore.
Fairly 90s-ish.
Sure.
Concept.
It's like, how many of these whatevers can you get your hands on?
Have you seen a Toys R Us recently? Madness. They're depressing.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the, like, I don't know if they do that stuff anymore either, like the shopping sprees,
I doubt
like
it.
The Toys R Us kids thing or whatever,
right,
where you can enter
a
contest. Yeah, and then, like, you get, you know, 15 minutes to run through Toys R Us as a child and just grab everything you want to
section.
Own.
They're so depressing now.
Everybody as a kid would see that and think to themselves, what would I do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get out your graph
go
paper
to the Legos, go
and
to
make
the Segas.
Your move. Yeah. Get on a bike first so you can ride it around the store and
tie a cart to it.
There you go.
Just grab as many G.I. Joes as you can get your filthy mitts on before time expires.
Nothing big, though. You gotta save that space.
Exactly. It's all about, you gotta Tetris your stuff in there.
Exactly.
I would shine with my Tetris skills.
There you go.
That's my criticism of television in 2017. Like, people, you need to make more game shows. You need to make more game shows where people have to acquire shit.
There's a lot more things you can criticize about television 2017. It's a lot more.
Anyway.
I think we've come out of it a little bit. Like, reality show took a hit. We've got more scripted TV now.
Mm-hmm. I just meant news-wise, but...
Well, whatever.
Oh, yeah,
that's
sure.
A whole,
that's a different
just
issue.
Just put it all down.
That's a whole different ballgame.
That's real life, though. That's not
Yeah, exactly.
TV is my escape.
The worst reality show is reality.
Mm-hmm. I think TV as a whole, like, if you take into account, like, network TV and cable and streaming stuff, I don't think it's ever been better. Like, I think there's more good TV than there has ever been.
But maybe not on actual cable.
If I'm sitting down in front of a TV, I know I'm going to watch something I like.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm not just playing the lottery with cable anymore.
Right, not just like whatever happens to be on.
Turning the dial, waiting to see if you get static or not.
Yeah.
The old days.
Paul!
This is going to end the way we started, with static.
I like it. That's right. So on that note, with static, as Lorraine makes noises with her mouth.
Back to the dial-up. Tone again.
That's right.
The endless noise.
We are going
My
to end this podcast.
Podcast of dial-up internet sounds.
Thank you, Lorraine,
Woo!
For hanging out. Thank you, Jillian and Kyle, for joining us through the interwebs.
Go Cavs! Come on.
Is the game over? Are they still playing?
No, game one will be Wednesday, I think.
Woo! Oh, okay.
Oh, the other basketball game ended. The Celtics won.
Okay.
Cool.
Was that like
sports?
I'm assuming that was not the outcome you intended.
No, I wanted the Wizards to win.
Okay.
I think the Cavs will beat him either way. Playoff LeBron is some sort of demi-human monster who can't be stopped. So.
Sure.
Cool.
Good stuff. All right. Well, we will be back in the near future for video games and nonsense and possibly basketball.
Who knows?
So thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out. And we will see you later, Internet.
Bye.
Can't wait for more nonsense.